listening to the Nerds Assemble podcast.
To Nerds Assemble episode 166. I was thinking about doing some cool introduction where we talked about the weird and wonderful ways of anything and everything and how it's all part of some government conspiracy involving aliens, but I decided that that was an unnecessary way to draw people into the plot and this podcast. Good day.
That's what they wanted you to say.
Right, so you're the skeptic. Does that make me the believer?
Maybe. I'm Emily, by the way. I'm Emily. I will be playing the role of person who has some kind of medical training and maybe sometimes has red hair.
Very specific.
Yep.
I'm Paul. I'm going to be playing the kind of creepy guy in the basement who's got a big wang.
And eats sunflower seeds.
Yeah. A bit.
And I'm Retroid, who is the embodiment of a secret file in a filing cabinet which doesn't exist.
We've got no Cookie this week because Cookie is unfortunately
been abducted.
Or he's a member of the Lone Gunman. Which is it going to be? Yeah.
Does that mean he's dead?
Well, it depends which part of the universe you're dealing with. yeah, so we're talking about X-Files Season 10 that's been on TV rather than the comics, though in all fairness, I could very well end up bringing in plot points from the comics in order to make points on this recent televisual event. It's a fair warning.
I'm willing to bet the comics were better.
Wow, you know, that kind of judgment call is incredibly accurate at this point. Incredibly accurate. In the UK, season 10 finished airing just a couple of weeks ago on Channel 5 or was it like 5 Star or 5 US, or was it all of them? Who knows? Channel 5 had it in the UK, and
today
and I mean, without managing to reference the last film they did, which was actually like a regular non-UFO double episode of X-Files, thus meaning that, you know, it was okay, just maybe not cinema material. I was kind of, you know, excited for this project originally, and then I watched it. And then I was less excited. I don't know, like, lots of people, like, they only had, was it the first 3 episodes available for review? And generally it's been getting sort of, like, mediocre to sort of good reviews, I believe, as a whole. But I wouldn't necessarily be that generous, for the whole thing. I suppose the weird point for probably people like us, Retroid, maybe not Paul so much, is that we stuck through with the original series, right? All the craziness. A lot of craziness. Yeah. A lot of people in the general public, like the kind of nerd and geeking outside who had come into contact with X-Files, as far as I can tell, tended to have watched up to about maybe season 4 or so in the 90s, and then their interest kind of dropped off. Mm. Like, so they basically stopped watching it after about like 97, 98. And then there's those of us who stuck with it till about, was it 2001, 2002? Something like that.
I couldn't tell you. I just.
Yeah, so it's something like that. And.
I will say, I've not watched them since.
I have rewatched them. I've rewatched them twice on DVD. I wouldn't say I'm 100% knowledgeable on the lore of the show. But I would say that compared to a lot of people that were probably watching the new season, I probably knew a lot about what had happened. I mean, it's a bit of a mess in my head, because quite frankly, the overarching plot of X-Files is quite messy, and they kind of dipped and changed and stuff a lot over the course.
It's almost as if they didn't really have a plan, and they were just throwing stuff up there and seeing what stuck.
Yeah, and
see what to go with.
Yeah, and then obviously, over the course of trying to make this new series of it, or new season, they just kind of really messed up what they already had. They were trying to refer back to it, but they couldn't seem to be bothered to remember the good parts of the lore that they had created, and then dragged in these half-remembered memories that are worse than my own half-remembered memories of the lore from the show. And then kind of put them in.
Such a thing happen in, I'm not sure. Did it? I can't remember. We'll just say whatever happened.
Maybe,
by the way, did you catch the subtle hints that Mulder and Scully had a child? It was very subtle. Blink and you miss it.
It was just the whole...
It was just a giant space hammer wielded by a rogue planet. It's just, yes, we get it.
Well, they were far more subtle about it in the original series.
They were far more subtle about everything in the original series.
That's a good point.
I think part of the problem is with season 10 is that they've got 6 episodes and they've basically got to use those 6 episodes to generate enough interest to create more. And they really tried to pack it in, and it really didn't work.
Yeah, I know we're hating on it, but generally, if you consider what was achieved in the previous 9 seasons, and even the 2 movies, it's it was just a big, it wasn't necessarily a big fuck you to the fans, it was a big fuck you to its own background. Of just, making a mess of everything.
You know what I think would have been better? As if they would have actually done this as a spin-off to the X-Files and not just, continue on the series.
Yeah. Oh, God, agents. Or was it Einstein?
Whatever his face
Miller.
Was like.
Einstein and Miller.
Yeah.
That was
Einstein and not Mulder.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Scully and not Mulder, in essence.
Yes, pretty much. It was just, I... What? So a friend of mine saw them slightly before me, and he just said, "Agent Einstein." I said, "What? Are you taking the piss?" And he said, "No, but you can tell every time Scully says Agent Einstein, she pulls a little bit of a face as if she can't quite believe that she's saying Agent Einstein."
Because they have kind of tinkered about with dual, identities before, I remember one of the episodes in, I think, one of the earlier seasons when 2 FBI agents, you just see them from the back of the head, and it's some guy in a suit and some redhead in a suit that looks like Agent, Mulder and Scully, and then for some reason, just ended up duking it out. I can't remember what episode that was, the intro too, but I do remember that. It's what?
I think part of the issue that this short run, obviously, has had is that, fine, it was a short run. What they shouldn't have done is tried going for having the original Monster of the Week stuff alongside whatever brutalization of the original arc they were trying to go for. They should have just focused on the original arc, because what they've got is some weird compressed mess that doesn't have enough time to actually then reflect properly back on what's happened in the past, and actually comes a little bit coherent. Okay, we get it there. I mean, the thing is that Mulder knew what the fuck was going on by the end of season 9, that there was this, which, and it's Scully that tells us in season 10, Mulder knew there was this cabal of men who had basically sold off humanity for their own sakes because aliens. And Invasion Day was set for some date in like 2012.
So Mulder knew of the Tories. Zing.
Well, they got into office of the first of the coalition in 2010. But
you're thinking about the parallels now, aren't you?
Yeah. But yeah, it was just kind of.
I think he hit the nail on the head when it comes to time, because you know, the first episode they weren't really agents until like the end of the episode where they got somehow recruited.
Well, yeah,
back
that
into
was like really fucking.
What?
That was really fucking unrealistic in a sense, because if you consider the shit they went through in the original series when mass trauma had happened to any of them or they disappeared for a while, and what it took for them to get back into being allowed to serve on the FBI. And it's like the best they could hope for if they were allowed back into the FBI would be like teaching positions, not as actual agents, unless they went through a serious bit of retraining and reassessment, which would have included a whole load of like freaking fitness stuff, which looking at Mulder, apparently he wouldn't have been capable of doing.
Heck, what would have been better is if Miller and Einstein were the stars of the show and just occasionally went to Scully or Mulder for, you know, information. That would have been better.
I would have preferred that.
Yeah.
And I did wonder when they were introduced, was it the second from last?
Yeah.
Of the, you know, the six episodes, so in episode five. I was thinking, actually, even though they are obvious just copies.
Younger clones, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been better. Because then you know, you could have had, you know, Mulder and Scully being, you know, recruited back in instead of. The first episode of the season, it just reminded me of, you know, everyone's got that one gullible mate, haven't they? Mulder is that gullible mate because he turns up and says, "Hey, did you know that 9/11 was a conspiracy and blah blah? I saw a video on YouTube that proved it."
Sorry, guys. Yeah. No, it was exactly
and
like
that. That was Mulder in the first episode. He's like, "Oh, I found this bloke," and he, you know, is obviously not based on, you know, sort of a Glenn Beck, type, you know, character. And I found this bloke, and is, you know, is saying the truth. And it's really,
because he wasn't even saying the truth by Mulder's original standards when it came to the original series. Like Mulder, he would believe all sorts of wackadoo, but he had his limits.
He would be credible about things.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a bit too credible, you know, on things, whereas, you know, Scully was, you know, obviously supposed to be just the, you know, Mulder, that's bollocks.
Yeah.
Type of skeptic, but it always made, you know, a kind of sense in that, it might sound like bollocks, but it does make sense. But it just seemed to be, I think I've talked to this version of Mulder on the internet.
And normally they shout a lot in capital locks at you at some point.
Wake up, sheeple!
Yeah. I know we're not discussing individual episodes, but that's because it kind of blurred into this one messy whole. There's only one episode, well, two episodes that stood out for me, one that I actually really enjoyed, or maybe three episodes, because... So I really liked episode three.
That was the lizard guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Which Retro didn't like.
Well, I
hated it.
I kind of liked the goofiness of it. I mean, it kind of felt like, you know how you get that weird kind of episode towards like the end of a series that's like really, really wacky and goofy in order to offset the drama? It felt like that.
It also felt like the only episode that was true to original X-Files in that it felt like it was a proper version of the wacky episodes that they used to do. So it was the only one that actually managed to stay true to form in this sort of bitter, ironic twist.
And it was kind of nice how it was kind of nice how it was like, oh, and the lizard guy turns out that he's actually innocent. And the other guy is very much not.
I I'm trying to work out if the reason I didn't like the Lizard Man episode is because it breaks the fourth wall in the way that I don't like.
I think that's probably why you don't like it. Cause...
Just like a lot of people, I mean, tangent, but a lot of people quite liked the League of Gentlemen, you know, film. Whereas I hated it, and maybe that's because, again, it kind of broke the fourth wall.
Most people, I think, didn't like the League of Gentlemen. It was technically a failure, you know.
Are we talking about the League of Gentlemen or the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
That's a good point.
Because I think Retroids...
Talk about the League, yeah. Now I get it.
The British comedy series. Which I liked. And also, I'll just say, recently, properly saw Deadpool. And really like that. So it's not the the fourth wall breaking dislike. It's just the manner.
I do feel like the goofy episodes, they almost have Mulder and Scully as caricatures of themselves. So it doesn't feel like it actually fits in with the universe properly, because they're just ever so slightly different. They react differently to
their original selves, which to me was the weird thing. Like, despite the fact that it's obviously breaking that fourth wall, like, it was closer to the truth.
I really hated that episode. Whereas the next one, and I'll be interested in seeing what you think of this one, I much preferred.
I mean, it was more like a...
Which one?
That was the Trash Man and Band-Aid Nose Dude.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty much the only episode that, was in this six-episode run, which felt like old X-Files episode to
me. The case side of it did. The way they handled what was going on in Scully's personal life
seemed to completely
ignore how they dealt with similar moments with, obviously, her father's death back in season one that happened. Obviously, her own near-death experience, how her sister passed. It was like, or how even, like, Mulder's dad passed. It just didn't seem to handle death like the series had previously done, and Scully's become apparently this way older, irrational individual. It seemed to showcase as well, like, she was way less rational than what she used to be, even if there was an emotional edge to it. And that was also coming through every single fucking time we had the whole William thing shoved in our face.
Yes. Oh, did they mention that?
God.
The whole we have a child together, but we gave it away, it was handled as subtly as Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
In the every now and again, it would just be tumpty 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 tum. We had a child together. Do you remember? It's sad, isn't it, that we don't have the child now? I wonder where it is. And it's just, fuck's sake.
Do you know what? William got brought up as a major plot point in the season 10 comics as well, but you didn't have him being shoved in your fucking face every 10 fucking minutes or something in some issues.
And that wasn't just in this one episode, was it?
No, it was several.
It was repeatedly shoehorned in and said, yes, we get it. They have a child. He's not there now. We get it. Just stop it.
And
now.
But when they did the kind of alternate kind of, what would have happened if William would have stayed with them as well, that was a bit much on the nose.
Do you know what's really stupid about that? Is that apparently he wouldn't have been able to defend himself, or he would have turned out looking like an alien. And it's like, no, that's just fucking ridiculous and ridiculous freaking imagery for them to have in dreams, when they, if you consider all the previous children they encountered over the course of the series that did have alien DNA and did have alien powers, they, funnily enough, all looked human all the time. So that when Scully suddenly thought, oh god, he's going to look like an alien, it was just like, well, the fuck, woman. You know better.
That was one of those moments in this season where it felt like I was reading... Well, it felt like I was watching an acted-out version of fanfic.
Well, you know what? Most of the season felt like fanfic to me, and I've only read Supernatural fanfic, but if I was going to write really bad X-Files fanfic, that is what this season...
Wait, why would you want to write really bad?
Well, you see, quite frankly, I wouldn't. I would actually just go along with what the Season 10 comics did and rip off on that.
Maybe you should basically create a series of scripts entitled Season 11, hand it to Carter and go, because Season 10 was so
bad. Well, to be fair, I think part of the issue is that obviously Carter did have writing duty on several, if not all, of the episodes. And he clearly had been given too much free rein. Nobody who was working with him...
It seems to be a thing about actually, the creator fucking up there.
Had actually perhaps watched what had happened before and was able to... I mean, I don't know, is it... I mean, how important was... because they had James Wong, and he's obviously... Mind you, Founder's Mutation, that wasn't too bad. That was the Kit of Powers. So that wasn't too bad. Yeah, Wong was all right.
That was a little bit... That was probably my second... This is most like X-Files.
Yeah. But Carter, like, because Carter wrote episode 1, he also wrote episode 5, and he helped write episode 6 with several other people.
So basically all of the episodes that we kind of dislike...
Carter was the one one of the responsible forces for them on the writing side.
Now, I would like to raise episode 5 here in the episodes I disliked, which was Babylon.
That's we're going to suddenly bring in an Islamic terrorist issue thing in because, one, this is Fox really clawing back on shows now, two, shit's happening in the real world, and three, why not? And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I thought this episode was extraordinarily lazy. When you see one of the bombers at the start of the episode, and he's driving along, and he's getting shit from people, even if it's just sort of passive. And then he meets up with someone, and they walk into the art gallery, and it blows up. I spent at least half the episode waiting for the twist. Because to me, if this was an X-Files episode, the obvious thing is, all the FBI are saying, obviously an Islamic terrorist, we need to do something about it, and we need to talk to the surviving, one of them, one of the duo. And I was waiting for there to be an X-Filesy solution, as in, maybe one of them has a mutation, or there was someone else in the art gallery who, had a mutation, or it was just, something weird was going on.
Or it was an attempt to destabilise the area in preparation for events later in the season.
Yes, just something X-Filesy. But the only X-Filesy thing was in the episode...
Was Mulder on shrooms? That weren't even shrooms?
Exactly. It's just... Your entire reason for this episode existing is, as you say, you can shoehorn in is... Islamic terrorism, angle, and you can have a dream sequence.
But, at least we saw the lone gunman.
Yeah, but I just felt sorry for them. It's like, can you turn up in a shroom not shroom dream where it just seems to be yet another excuse for David Duchovny to go, I'm awesome. And do a little bit of strutting around with odd camera angles, and that's it.
I mean, at least with Supernatural, when they're bringing somebody back for an episode, most of an episode, rather than just like a shot.
Yeah.
A small shot at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, hello, I wish you lot had a proper series, and I wasn't watching this.
but it was... how do I put into words things?
Right. Awful shite.
Finding out in episode 6 that Cigarette Man, Cancer Man, was still alive was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. this is ridiculous. Like, because quite frank, those were some pretty big fucking explosions at the end of season 9. The freaking helicopter comes in, you know, sort of Apache, whatever. Freaking missiles. Oh, but the fucking thing just blows. There's no way he would fucking survive that, regardless.
He lost a little bit of his face, so that's that.
Oh, and he got burned a bit, you know. Yeah. But it was just like, no, you wouldn't come out of that. And you know what? Cigarette Man, he's in season 10 of the comics. He's in season 10 of the comics. But you know what? He's also at the same time not in season 10 of the comics, because they do an interesting play on that.
Okay.
You think it's Cigarette Man. Actually, no.
It's Cigar Man.
It's not Cancer Man. It's a whole other thing going on.
It's Mulder's real dad.
Sorry.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, with that storyline as well. And then the whole having, obviously in the final episode, and we've got all these contagions and shit sort of kicking off. And
it's pretty much an AIDS epidemic, isn't it? Because
everyone's immune
system shutting down.
Yeah, it's so autoimmune deficiency for everyone, unless you've got tiny bit of alien DNA.
We said that something was going to happen. We best actually make it happen, so maybe we can get picked some more
but
episodes.
But you know what? As Paul pointed out, and it was Paul that pointed this out, and then when he said it, I was like, oh my God. He's like, this is the fucking storyline of Millennium! Some fucking viral agent type bullshit happens to try and wipe out the whole earth of like all the unworthy.
Oh, yes, and there's a couple of people left over because they're immune.
Yeah, that was pretty much what was happening in, well, not the first season of Millennium, but
second
season, yeah. It's like, well, what? You've just stolen from your own series there to try and create some kind of shit plot for this new season of X-Files.
I think that's an example of I really don't know if Chris Carter could be asked.
Quite possibly he couldn't be asked. I think at this point he couldn't be.
Maybe that's his tactic, you know, with when people like ask, is there going to be more X-Files? Is there going to be more X-Files? What he does is he creates something so bad that people turn around and go, never mind.
Well, yeah, but people didn't think it was. And the thing is that the final episode's viewing figures. Okay, so it started off with about 16.9 million or something. And then that went. And that, like, basically almost. It pretty much halved by the end of the series. It was, like, just under 8 million viewers for the episode. But, like, I mean, it may still end up with another season. But it has to be vastly different from what they've just done if it's actually going to be what I would call good television, because
I just think it was a horrible, wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm kind of enjoying Heroes Reborn more. I mean, I'm a bit of a Heroes fan anyway, but I don't need to watch some.
Well, come on, I'm an X-Files fan, and yeah. Okay, I haven't been watching Heroes Reborn religiously, but it's looked...
At least Heroes Reborn, okay, so it's done, like, a twist on it, which is kind of following on from kind of Claire's whole, hey, people have powers, and so the general populace of the planet kind of know, and, you know, they're dealing with the aftermath of that, and they've had their own kind of 9/11 kind of style event, and, you know, things have progressed and whatnot, but it still feels a lot like Heroes.
It also...
Just different
that, that was another thing with the you know, the subtlety. I remember there because they had the sort of twisty helix thing, didn't they?
Mm.
Logo in you know, the original series of Heroes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, popping up and it was everywhere and it's just, yeah, I get it. There's something going on. I get it. Okay, fine. Shut up now. Just.
But yeah, so this season of X-Files, this new thing, this thing that I've been kind of had a lot of hopes for, it's really felt like a missed opportunity, as we've said. They could have done so much more. They could have actually won, you know, just rewatched what they'd done before fucking working on this. Because it really, really does not feel like anyone had at least gone to an essential episodes to watch guide of X-Files and just watched those episodes. Because they obviously wanted to do, like, they could have watched, like, a handful of Monster of the Week episodes and then all the main arc episodes, which, because obviously, like, most of X-Files is, like, 20-odd episodes a season. So you wouldn't want to necessarily watch all of them, but you could have watched highlights of the, you know, the main arc episodes, which talk about the alien and government conspiracies that then slowly evolve into revealing that there is this group of men who made a deal behind everyone's backs and we're all about to get fucked over. That's all they had to do.
Yeah, there are a few things, coming out of, these episodes, for me. One, if the X-Files happened now, then Mulder would live on YouTube. Because I was reminded massively of... I'd watched a video which was a simulated flyby, or stitched together flyby of Pluto. Oh. And then YouTube pops up at the end with recommended, and that's always a joy to behold, isn't it? Especially if you're watching anything on science or anything involving women. And it pops up and it says, 5 UFOs in latest pictures from Pluto. And it's like, okay, I'll watch this, but I'll make sure that I open it up in an incognito tab. And it's pretty, to summarize, it's, oh, there are the UFOs which are hovering over Pluto, and they don't look at all like long exposure star trails. That even if you just sat on and thought, it's quite dark around Pluto, maybe they need to do long exposures, and maybe that will mean that things in the background get a little bit blurred. It's just Jesus Christ. But yeah, Mulder would be living on YouTube, and
Mulder would be living on Pluto.
Well, he might as well be. he'd have quite a following. And two, I would probably have liked this better if I hadn't watched and enjoyed Fringe.
Yes. There's some stuff that has come out since The X-Files, which has kind of carried on in spiritual tradition, at least. Kind of the whole kind of investigative type, paranormal type stuff. And in a way, done it a little bit better in terms of kind of modernizing it.
I would say Fringe, in a lot of ways, does X-Files far better than X-Files ever did, because it had an idea of things it was going to do, and it went ahead and did them.
Yeah.
It had ideas which were going to pop up. It would introduce something, and then that would come into play much later.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love that, yeah.
Yeah, but with X-Files, I really got the impression that they were making... Well, even when I was watching at the time, I got the impression that they were making it up as they went along. They were just coming up with weird shit. Mm. And then if people really liked it and they got vocal feedback on it, they would do more of that.
Like, say, for example, the recurrence of Krycek and the Black Ooze and stuff.
Yeah, it's people really like the government conspiracy stuff, so let's do more of that. And then it just got a little bit mad and convoluted.
Mm.
And not in a good, interesting way, it just got very messy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, those are my two takeaways. It's just, X-Files, the new episodes just seem to be weirdly old-fashioned.
Mm.
And lazy. So, I was looking forward to it, but, with a big dose of caution.
I mean, arguably, there's only one series that has ever managed to seriously have a proper, decent kind of gap between the original series and the continuation. That's probably Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And that's for very, very different reasons. They completely gutted the format of Doctor Who when they brought it back.
Star Trek.
Well, I mean, Star Trek...
I mean, you don't like the original Star Trek, but you like Next Gen.
Yeah, true. So it kind of half continued on with the... Well, I say half continued. It did obviously continue on with the continuity, but it was so far further on that it was... Yeah.
I think... If I was going to try and unpick the mess that they've made... I would have brought in, obviously, some of what they tried to establish in the comics as to what was going on. But...
As the only person here, I believe, that has read the comics.
Yeah.
Unless you have Retroid.
I try to keep it vague because, like, you might as well just read the season 10 comics at this point and be like, oh, fuck, that was better. I mean, the thing is that when I was tried to review them originally when they were being published, like, I didn't like all the issues. There were some weak issues, but generally, like, the overall arc was actually very interesting. And then they brought back the Millennium as well for a couple of issues of its own spin-off comic, and they tied that in to the X-Files comics that were running at the time as well. So that was good. But if I was going to have to work with part of what they tried to establish with the TV series, like, Thingy's TV personality online dude.
Oh, John McHale. I know the actor, John McHale.
Yeah, but his shtick. I just can't, because a lot of the stuff he was, like, claiming wasn't true. And it was, like, it was more left field than what even Mulder tended to believe in the original series.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't act, the reason I just couldn't imagine Mulder taking him seriously at any point was because too much of what he said was crap. Like, Mulder, yeah, sure, he hung around with the Lone Gunman and, you know, would read issues of their, you know, little zine that they used to do. But he took much of what they said with, like, a huge pinch of salt, whereas with this dude, that just didn't really seem to happen.
No, it just seemed to be, oh, he's wearing a suit and he's on telly.
So, online. So, yeah. But the thing is that I wouldn't even had a character like that. I would have had some random vlogger who had a good following, who was always a bit paranoid about things and maybe actually had some signs to show that he wasn't credible. Because that was the thing about a lot of the people that tended to come forward as evidence of witnesses on the show is that unfortunately they tended to have other problems, which meant they were unreliable. Like, hardly anyone who was squeaky clean in one way or another came forward. They either had bad shit happening in their personal life or unfortunately had psychological or physiological conditions going on, which meant that they weren't as credible as they could have been.
Well, I mean, I think, yes, to a certain extent, but, I mean, Joel McHale's character, the Thingamajiggie, it is kind of said that he makes a living out of doing this stuff, so he does have, you know, an incredible motive in order to perpetuate, you know, all this stuff, which makes it more unlikely that, you know, Mulder would, you know, given the time of day.
It just struck me as a bad YouTube conspiracy theorist. And it just did not make sense, you know, to me why Mulder was, ooh, I like the cut of this guy's jib. He's talking utter shite. But for some reason, I'm going to believe it because plot.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have had him as him. You know, I would have gone sort of like, no, this is a lone vlogger who maybe he's like a freaking physicist or freaking cosmologist or something, you know, somebody in science or a she.
I would have liked it if it was someone who, yeah, well, as you know, an obscure vlogger,
yeah,
just someone who would, you know, put these things out and basically no one would pay attention because it seems so outlandish,
or people would pay attention, but they would never give into feedback. Like, their comments would be closed on the videos and you'd find speculation for it on other websites and forums and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Or Twitter. But also, like, I would have vastly changed that. I wouldn't have made Scully as ridiculous. Was she neurotic? If something like that was going... You know, she just didn't seem I guess she might have been worn down a bit by the years, but after everything that happened with Cigarette Smoking Man at the end of season 9, technically they didn't have anything huge to worry about anymore. There was the past stress of what had happened, which would obviously be with them unless they somehow received some very good counselling. But she just seemed so less capable within herself. And then obviously, like, the plot points they had when the whole pulling out a cure out of her ass kind of thing was just ridiculous.
Almost literally.
In the final episode. And, but then that was something, like, they forgot their own lore. I would have done something way more interesting with Mulder. There was the whole thing in, was it season 8? I think season 7 or 8, maybe. Well, it was around the time when Duchovny was having contractual issues in the original seasons. Mulder gets exposed to this artifact, and it activates alien DNA in him, essentially. And weird shit starts going on.
So he's already got alien DNA.
Yeah, exactly. And he starts getting some psychic things, and weird shit happens and stuff. And eventually, Cancer Man. There's double quotation marks going in the air here, people. Strips Mulder of his alien DNA. Strips Mulder of his alien DNA in a process and transplants it in him in an attempt to cure whatever bullshit, probably cancer, he's got going on.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the time.
I personally would have been like, actually, no, let's go back to this. The fact that, no, Mulder probably does still have alien DNA. Because, forget it, like, you could say, oh, he stripped... No, he probably didn't strip all of it, him of it. Let's think about the places where it's really hard to get rid of things in the body. Like bone marrow and stuff. Like, the bits of the body, they take a long time to replace. And actually, you know what, he probably still had this stuff here in places... hard to reach, where there's also stem cells, which then help to replace various other parts of the body.
We don't have the technology to do that now.
Yeah, but it was... Oh, yeah, but you should have seen the weird-ass fucking device that Mulder got thrown into to have this thing taking out of him, without needles.
The weird what?
Oh, yeah, because it was, like, this weird kind of mesh-like thing, metal mesh, like, area, and he was just thrown into it, like, I think pretty much naked. And, like, you know, we had, like, I think there was, like, flashing lights or something, and the stuff was extracted from him, but the DNA material. And it's just, like, you know, it was, like, it looked a bit alien tech, you know. But then, at the same time, it never really made sense, because it's, like, why didn't Cancer Man just steal some fucking alien DNA and just inject it into himself, apparently? But, you know, it's, like, well, why don't we just play with the fact that maybe Mulder still has alien stuff going on? Because Scully had the weird shit with, obviously, actually finally been able... have a baby and stuff, but Mulder
had a baby.
and Mulder did technically have alien DNA at one point, and it's like, well, why didn't you just, like, your body replaces all its cells after 7 years? Like, at this point, maybe Mulder still has alien DNA. It's come back. And actually, he's absolutely fine, but he's fucking freaking out because all the bullshit that started happening previously starts happening again. And you could have had this nice side plot where actually he was even less reliable as a character because he did have weird, genuine weird shit happening with him on a personal level. Because that was the thing, like, Mulder, actually, unlike in the original series, there wasn't much happening with him on a personal level. Scully had personal stuff going on. I can maybe, supposing Mulder was a little bit worried about William, which doesn't factor in because he was barely worried about William at all in the original seasons after he got adopted. You know. And it was just, yeah.
Well, I mean...
parceled off.
Because obviously we've got certain like medication and whatnot now that can kind of extend the life of, say, for example, people with HIV. So people whose, you know, immune systems are slowly dying out and whatnot, you know, we are starting to be able to kind of at least cope a little bit with that. So in the X-Files universe, I wouldn't have thought that, you know, that would have been a worthwhile strategy for the end of the world.
Do you know what was also just kind of stupid? It's like, okay, so somehow they turned off everyone's immune systems, but we're going to make it really fucking elaborate. And it's all these inoculations everyone's had or whatever or something, like, over the past year is going to suddenly start fucking killing them. It's like, screw that. They're just, everyone would die from strep. Everyone normally has a bit of strep fucking bacteria on their skin. So just imagine you suddenly don't have an immune system. And you just get a minor freaking cut or something, and this lot gets into your system, you just die from strep. There was an episode of House about it. That was far more believable. Poor woman died from a bra strap puncturing her skin while she had a compromised immune system, and she died of strep.
Yeah, there's a reason why there was a compromised immune system. That's because they used blue steroids.
Oh, it wasn't a steroid. It was either steroids or they gave a radiation therapy without realizing what it was, and then it destroyed your immune system.
Are you sure it wasn't lupus?
It wasn't lupus in this particular instance. It was indeed strep. So, you know, it would have made far more sense if it had been something like that. Or people's freaking gut bacteria just rebelled on them because there suddenly wasn't an immune system to keep them in check. Because that's what... If you don't have an immune system and you already have a healthy amount of... Your immune system, make sure that the flora in your body and outside of your body doesn't go the fuck out of control. Like, that would have been far more believable. And then just having, like, it was, like, complete global coverage. Oh, no, it wasn't necessarily global coverage. It was just the US. Just the US that was... It was just like, well, that doesn't make sense. Because, like fucking China, I mean... Guys, do you remember China's this huge freaking financial and military force, you know? I mean, what's happening with... You know, that didn't make sense. The global consequences of what was going on were even far less... considered in these six episodes.
And the timescales for people getting infected didn't make sense either, really.
Well, no, because it suddenly seemed that people were coming down with stuff way faster than they... yeah, okay, you don't have an immune system, you still probably wouldn't get that ill that quickly.
It's a virus with a timer. It's got an alarm in it. Presumably an alien alarm.
But I think it was also just the fact that they kind of, like... It just didn't make sense with the whole colonization project that they originally were considering.
Technically speaking, if you can turn parts of the DNA off in order to, you know,
do your bullshit,
surely that is open to abuse if somebody manages to find a way to turn it back on.
Yeah. I mean, also, surely this means that all...
There is the issue as well, that that's pretty much how DNA works. All this stuff about, you know, as you know, so much DNA is waste.
But they were trying to...
It's like that, there are switches.
What was meant to be the delivery method for all of this again? Was it just meant to be injections?
Yeah, injections.
Well, this makes no sense, because the anti-vaxxer movement would have everybody... Like, and that's huge in America. Like, what about the anti-vaxxers, for once?
I'm going to point something, you know, out here, and it's going to be a sort of like backhanded compliment.
Okay.
Supernatural did this better with the Leviathan.
Wow.
Didn't it?
Well, yes, actually, it did.
Yes. Which is like, oh shit.
Dick Roman, who is a better version of Trump than Trump.
It's still the best name ever, really.
Yeah. Dick did it better.
Because, of course, the idea was to put, like, a, wasn't it?
It was a food additive in every form of processed food in America. Carve up.
Pacification.
Yeah, and carve up different states for different purposes. So, like, one area would be food, one area would be breeding, one area would be labour, and so forth. And basically, the Leviathans would have a nice, happy food chain all the time.
And that made more sense.
Yeah.
So, giant E.T. faces that escaped from limbo.
Purgatory.
Purgatory, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Escaped from place. Actually made more sense than vaccinations.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of get that, you know, they're trying to play on the whole, you know, vaccination.
Well, I mean, they did it previously, because there was the whole thing, like, oh, which season was it? I think it was definitely the TV series rather than the first film, where they come across this great big freaking storage thing in the middle of nowhere, and it's got all these, like, vaccine site samples from millions of Americans. It's like from people who've had smallpox vaccine or something, and obviously they went back to that, but then that was a bad example, because, like, the smallpox hasn't been vaccinated against now for a long time. But yeah, it was just kind of like, oh yeah, like, this was a thing, and they were using that to, you know, track suitable people and various other things.
In fact, smallpox is an excellent example of vaccination working.
Yes. thinking about the anti-vaxxers comments from earlier.
Technically speaking, it isn't necessarily paranoia to assume that, you know, things can be done like that, because wasn't there, like, in the... I can't remember whether it was like 70s, 60s.
To be fair,
Native Americans.
Well, yeah, there's been various bullshit done against various, well, nasty bullshit done against various groups, but generally, like, vaccines that are given out to the wider populace tend to be okay. Apart from not this year's, or the flu vaccine that was given out, obviously, from, like, the autumn period of last year to this time this year, not that flu vaccine, but I believe the one the year before was actually for the wrong type of flu. So they do sometimes fuck up.
Yeah. Hmm. But of course, it wasn't an alien flu.
No, funnily enough.
No, it was an avian flu. Sorry.
It was alien. Oh. That was the real reason we went to the Philly comet.
I think it would have worked better if basically they had brought back stuff that they had in the original series, because they tried to sort of bring back, but then not, and work in stuff that just didn't make sense. Like, we should have had the Black Ooze back. We should have, because there was the hint, obviously, that there were different alien factions fighting for control of Earth to use it as a resource. Maybe had a bit of that. Maybe not necessarily the stupid fucking clone weird soldier things with the metal spines, but maybe the Green Ooze people, which were like the weird clones. The weird alien clones. That would have been cool. I thought it's sad that no reference was made to Doggett.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got...
It's because they... I don't know whether they just couldn't be asked, which is always a possibility, yeah, judging from the quality of these episodes. Or they just thought, it's... You know, we can't really rely on people knowing... I mean, I'd love to...
But then again, bringing in Monica Reese was, like, really hard, because, like... You wouldn't know Monica Reese unless you knew Doggett. You know, you can't have one without the other. So if people were confused about Monica, they would have been, yeah, they would have been confused either way.
It's just utterly inconsistent, which is one of my many issues.
Why was it that Monica got
I don't understand how he managed to convince her. It made no sense. Like, the amount of loyalty and self-awareness she showed at the end, it's like she would have killed herself rather than just fucking healed to this guy. She was no Krycek. She was no other characters that became his lackeys over the years. Even, I mean, Skinner did a few things for him, obviously, regrettably, but he still knew himself, you know. Still knew when to say no. And Monica was really fucking good at saying no to shit, or just, you know, doing things her way, you know, and suddenly, oh, she's not capable of that anymore. Oh. It was the same as, like, Scully apparently not being capable of a lot of things anymore. Apparently, with age, women become incapable of doing things anymore. And Skinner remains the same, and except less, obviously, Skinner was about the only one that remained in character, because by the end of, like, the seasons in the original series, he questioned shit less and tried to let them get away with things more. And then there's just Mulder, who's just like, he'll believe anything now, anything, regardless of the evidence. Like,
can you imagine what things have been like, you know, for those two characters since, you know, the X-Files ended? Do you think, you know, Scully will sit down after a hard day's work doing surgery for disadvantaged children and such, and she'll sit down and she'll open up a laptop and there are 10 YouTube links from Mulder and a few attachments, and it's just...
Well, the thing is that, like,
Lord, what now?
Mulder's ability to evaluate stuff in this season was just so far more compromised compared to what it used to be like. It's kind of like, well, at this point, does Mulder unfortunately have a psychological illness beyond clearly what he's previously had? You know, it's as unfortunate, has Mulder unfortunately started the early stages of dementia at this point? You know, is that bad?
I have to wonder, because
He was believing if you told him the world was flat, there was a good chance he was going to believe you.
Oh no, don't make him become a flat earther. Seriously, no. They don't believe in gravity.
I would love someone to just do the I've got your nose trick on him and watch Mulder just flip the fuck out.
He's
got my nose, I don't have a nose anymore.
He'd always Mulder, been a bit down. Impressionable and gullible, but it was taken to new lengths by the crew on this season. It was ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, they... what both characters just seem to be. That's why, you know, I said, you know, bad fanfic.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be someone's idea of what you need to do to, you know, move the characters along, rather than what these characters have been like for years. And I just, yeah, it was a slog to get through.
Yeah.
Because there are a few times where, you know, I'd be there with my wife and I'm, right, we've got, you know, do we have something to watch? Yes, we do. It's one of the new X-Files. And it was, do we have to?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we watch something else? Yeah, we'll watch something else.
Do you know what would have been a better storyline? I've just thought of it. Do you know what would be a better storyline? Is if William had shown up from the fucking start, gone, Mum, Dad, bad shit's happening. These, you know, fucking cancer man, if you still got to have him, or whatever cancer, fucking coming after me, blah, blah. And then kind of gone from there. They're trying to hide him, trying to investigate shit. You know, they're racing against the clock a bit because D-Day, like, Invasion Day didn't happen, but something's going to fucking happen soon. They're trying to hide him, as I said. They're trying to deal with the fact that maybe other weird shit is building up again. And just kind of generally gone with that. I mean, is that too much to ask?
I think it would have been far better if it had turned out that William had died, but then maybe Mulder had, you know, got hold of some kind of, you know, dimensional portal and went and abducted another William from a parallel dimension.
Or, you know...
Oh, no, hang on, that's the Superior Fringe.
Yeah, at this point. But yeah, it would have been the whole...
It does make me want to watch Fringe again, actually.
Having William hiding in the somewhere... it's just stupid to draw it out. That would have been the big thing. I would have just brought in from the start, hidden Cancer Man for a while. And I mean, because the Cancer Man appearing at the end of episode one was about the only thing that redeemed that first episode. Because then I finally realised, oh no, there is actually something going on, because that fucker's back from the dead, essentially.
Yeah, that just watching that first episode, it was, the hell is going on? There must be a reason for this. And as it turned out, no, there's no real reason for this. They just decided to have a character and have Mulder to be a particularly credible idiot for him.
Yeah.
And he's the reason for some reason that, you know, they get back into the X-Files.
Yeah. Without any proper, like, retraining or reassessment, which would take months.
It was basically, a bloke on YouTube said something. So, Mr. Skinner, can we come and be agents again?
Pretty please!
Yeah, please! All right, you damn kids. And that was pretty much the first episode.
Yeah, and I felt like they underused Walter Skinner a bit as well. Like, he has to act a bit respectable, like, because he's probably still only hanging on to his job by fucking thread after all that happened previously. But, you would have thought we would have seen him out and about a bit more and kind of, like, been, oh, fuck. But no, apparently not. Apparently not.
Nope.
I think what was there any redeeming features of the season, or would we rather it just kind of just didn't happen again, or if it happened again, they realised what the fuck they fucked up? Which option?
I would be kind of happy if these hadn't happened, and if he just sort of quietly died, I wouldn't mind. But if they were going to continue it, then they would have to bring in a hell of a lot more writers and maybe just have Chris Carter there as an executive producer.
Ooh. I think a spin-off would have been better to do.
Okay, we had 4 votes on our Nerds Assemble What Did You Think of the New X-Files poll on Twitter. There were 3 options you could choose from to answer the question, what did you think of the new X-Files? The options were, it was all good, it was terrible, at least episode 3 was good. The votes of the 4, one person voted it was all good. 1. And then 3 people voted at least episode 3 was good.
They're all wrong.
You could have voted in the poll. You could have voted.
It just felt a bit wrong.
But, yeah, I don't think I want to necessarily see it come back unless they drastically change their ways. Like, they remember those previous 9 seasons. And I'm not talking you need to be bringing back everyone and shit. Just respecting what happened in your own crap. If you're actually trying to say this continues from it, this isn't a reboot, this continues from it, would be good. Because at least fucking Doctor Who manages that, does it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does respect the events that transpired in the original seasons.
Yeah.
Whereas here we've just got just a mess.
Yeah, I don't know what to really make of it.
It also makes me worried, like, because obviously, like, I love the Back to Frank Black campaign. And obviously they started, like, you know, talking a bit more after this had all come out. But I'm kind of like, well, if this is what...
you don't want the Millennium to...
No, I don't want Millennium fucked up like this.
Ouch.
Seriously.
It's a bit like me with, you know, Star Trek.
Mm.
It's only now we've heard of, you know, all the various other people who seem to be, you know, being attracted to the, you know, the new Star Trek series.
Mm.
That I'm going, because if it was just based on how the movies have been, yeah, I just wouldn't be interested. But it would take a lot of, you know, certain names coming back for me to actually think, yeah, X-Files could be good, Millennium could be good, but if you...
I can't remember how big of a role Kim Manners had in the original X-Files, but obviously he passed away not long after coming to work on Supernatural. That was like his next big thing after X-Files. And they had a tribute to Kim Manners in episode 3 of the season 10 of X-Files. He was on the headstone that Mulder sleeps against.
Oh, right.
It actually had his... that was actually one of the producers from the original series. So...
The only bit I remember from that scene is Mulder has the X-Files theme on his phone.
Yeah.
Which is just off.
Yeah. But, it was just kind of... I don't know, they just... Somebody needed to ring Carter in. James Wong did an okay job of episode 2. I liked episode 3 even though you didn't, because I always liked the ball fourth wall episodes anyway. Yeah. and I like them in other series as well. So, but
I will say, as an example, I liked the Supernatural ones. I didn't have an issue with those.
I'm trying to think of all the ones that they've got, because it's a French mistake. Even in season 2, it's that when they go to Hollywood.
Hmm. What about the Tuesday?
What? The mystery spot.
That's the one.
In a bit, yeah. Obviously, like, season 10, episode 5, fan fiction. And obviously all the episodes where they've got the interact with Chuck and the fandom community and Becky.
What about Gabriel? Is it Gabriel? When say for example they go on the like TV kind of.
Oh, those changing channels. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty meh. Anyway, X-Files. But there's people linked between them.
Have we said all we wanted to say?
I think we have, because none of us were really impressed with it. And this is a really downbeat episode. If you want to have an X-Files season 10 that's actually quite good, read the season 10 comics that were... who were they published by?
IDW, weren't they?
Yes. I think it's IDW.
Bloody hell, I knew comics knowledge.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I think it's IDW rather than Dark Horse.
You nerd.
They were written. They're written by Joel Harris. Is it Joel Harris or Joe Harris? There's a Harris somewhere. Is it so?
However, it is, they should probably hire him for the TV.
Yeah, he clearly had really bothered with watching and making notes before embarking on writing the comic. just, he did. Like, he would have been paid absolute crap also in comparison to anyone who worked on this goddamn reboot of, well, resurrection of the TV series. And he clearly put a lot more fucking effort into what the hell he was doing.
And that's something I don't get. Because, that, you know, something that was niggling me was when you've got a series, you know, that have been brought back in decades past, like, for example, Star Trek The Next Generation. Star Trek The Next Generation was, something else because you had the original series of Star Trek in almost constant rotation in some places in the world. But most other series that get either a reboot or a restart, up until, relatively recently, they had to presume that people had, very little knowledge. But now you've got box sets, you've got Netflix, you've got, Hulu and, things like that in the US.
iTunes, so you've got, Google Play Store. You've got even
less reason to think that people wouldn't give a shit.
You would basically, you would do, in the run-up to the release of the new shit, you would resell the old shit and be like, here, have the original thing, get ready, it's a whole load of fun.
I mean, even people who have never seen a box set in their lives, as in a physical box set, will know the term.
Yeah. Mm.
And will probably have had an opportunity to do it. And there are all kinds of seasons where, in a series where you can just, they're famously great for box setting. You can just, sit for hours and absorb all this thing. And something like X-Files, you can do that.
Yeah.
It's all there. So just let's come in and almost ignore everything.
But it wasn't even ignoring it. It was like
passing remark.
It was like it wasn't even ignoring or passing remark. It was a weird kind of filleting of the original material, really sloppily done. Mm. So you just got this Frankenstein mess.
Yeah. It was just weirdly selective.
Can I just say that I would definitely consider Star Trek Next Generation more of a spin-off than the original Star Trek than a direct, continuation.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a continuation in that it was, like the Phase 2 or, stuff like that. It wasn't going to be a new series with the same characters. But that's one of the things, where it just harks back to something that's known.
Yeah.
And it doesn't require it.
You can definitely see that.
Lean heavily on the knowledge of it.
Yeah, you can definitely see that in the first season of Next Generation, where they are far more, goofy in a way about the whole thing.
Mm.
That you've got like the whole thing where it's like, oh, what is it? Is it some sort of alien intelligence? Oh, what right do we have? Blah blah blah, and all those kind of things from the original series that I got.
They didn't have the confidence yet.
Mm. And wasn't that one episode where like everybody on the ship got intoxicated?
Yes.
Data had sex with Tasha
Yar.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That felt like quite goofy and more kind of similar to the original series. And then,
well, it was pretty much a sequel to an episode in the original series.
Yeah.
I think the original series one was called The Naked Time, and the Next Gen episode was called The Naked Now.
Yeah.
I think we need to wrap this up.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll just go on.
So next week we're back to normal. Hopefully we have a cookie, or next episode we'll be back to normal.
We'll have a cookie.
Hopefully. It is good night from...
It's good night from me, Paul Wood. I'm Retroid on Eurogamer.net and Super Retroid on Twitter.
It's good night for me, Paul Blewett, and I'm on Twitter as at Paul Blewett.
It's good night for me, Emily King. I'm on Twitter at EK6891. You can find Nerds Assemble with very limited show notes because you really don't need them this week over at www.nerdsassemble.co.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nerds Podcast, or on Facebook and Google Plus as Nerds Assemble Podcast. You can contact us by email at contact@nerdsassemble.co.uk if you want to. We're also available on Stitchers and iTunes if you've listened to us through an alternative on-site method. And we've also got an RSS. But, that's it. Good night. if you didn't agree with what we said about the X-Files, you're welcome to send your words towards us, but it will take some convincing.
If you do send your words towards us, make sure that they're not too offensive.
Well.
Or, you know, too, you know, kind of vitriolic. Is that a word?
I can never pronounce it. It is a word, but I'm not sure, you know.
Vitriolic.
Yeah. But, yeah, good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.